This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It will surprise you not at all to learn Russian stocks were up today on the news from over there. Clearly, investors aren't worried about the sanctions imposed by the Obama administration and the European Union yesterday. American companies perhaps are a bit more concerned with billions of dollars in business on the line. Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
Companies with a lot invested in Russia aren't talking much, or they're talking carefully. Boeing didn't feel it was appropriate to comment. GE will only say that it is closely monitoring the situation. Blake Marshall is Senior Vice President with PBN Hill & Knowlton Strategies, a consulting firm that advises companies working in Russia. When it came to naming them, he was careful too.
The American companies are a vast majority of the Fortune 100, and they represent every industry sector across the economy. Aviation and aerospace through consumer goods to energy, telecom, banking and financial services, industrial equipment, agriculture, you name it.
Those companies worry that if the U.S. imposes sanctions that are too tough, European and Asian businesses could take advantage and step in.
It is a global economy, and so it is very easy for certain types of firms to step in and fulfill a role previously played by one of the American companies.
Companies, he says, that have spent the past 20 years building business infrastructure and relationships with Russia. These are also worrying times for American businesses with operations in Crimea. Morgan Williams is president of the U.S.-Ukraine Business Council, a trade association. He says there aren't a huge number of companies.
We know of one private equity company that has an equity investment there in Crimea. Radisson just finished a brand new hotel down there for tourists.
They are facing some big decisions.
If it goes ahead and becomes a part of Russia, they'll have to decide whether they would want to sell or get out, or if you sold and got out, they'll be at a loss.
The kind of loss that, in a global economy, seems ever harder to avoid. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.